Dr. Saber, SABERL, E dictating an office note on patient Jimmy Thomas, THOMAS, Jimmy JIMMY. Date of service is 10/9/2023. Date of birth 3/16/1945. Per paragraph, the patient is 78-year-old gentleman, referred to see me by Dr. Jafari for chronic hyponatremia, polydipsia, and polyuria. Per paragraph, the patient says that he's been having this problem for the last 6 months, extreme thirst, especially at night, to the extent that his tongue is stuck to his throat. He wakes up multiple times in the middle of the night to urinate, and he's been having this problem for a while. He does drink a solution with electrolytes when he's thirsty. Period. Paragraph. Other medical problems include hypertension, insomnia, hyperlipidemia, and low memory and low testosterone levels. Period. Paragraph. Past surgical history includes appendectomy and skin cancer removal. Period. Paragraph. Allergies, non-drug allergies, social history. Patient has a fiance, no kids of his own, no smoking, no alcohol, no drugs. He is a building contractor. Family history: mother has history of breast cancer, liver cancer, father with heart disease, brother with hypertension, coronary artery disease. Period. Paragraph. Review of systems reveals polyuria, polydipsia as mentioned above, a constant runny nose with clear liquid, decreased memory for the last 6 months, extreme severe dry mouth as well as dry eyes. Denies any headaches. He's had an MRI of the brain. He does report pressure in the head when he's stressed. No heartburn, no abdominal pain, no constipation or diarrhea. He does have nocturia up to 3 to 4 times at night. Decreased urine stream notice. No interruption of urine flow. He does have dribbling positive and urge incontinence positive. All other systems are reviewed and are negative. Period. Paragraph. Immunization, no COVID shots received. Period. Paragraph. Current medications include donepezil, olmesartan, hydrochlorothiazide, pilocarpine, quetiapine, rosuvastatin. Period. Paragraph. On physical exam, his vital signs are as mentioned above: HNT, pupil zone reactive to light and accommodation, injected conjunctiva, anterior sclera, no cervical lymphadenopathy, no carotid B bilaterally, no jugular venous distension bilaterally, most oral mucosa, no pharyngeal erythema noted. Pupil paragraph, neck is supple, no stiffness or rigidity, heart sounds are regulated, rhythm, normal sphenous tube, no murmurs, no friction of her lungs, are clear to auscultation, no crackles or resistance of the abdomen, soft, no hepatomegaly, no splenomegaly, no gary rebound or rigidity extremities. There's no edema in the lower extremities. Skin, no skin rash noted. Neuro exam is non-focal. Investigations available to me include the following: MRI of the brain shows no evidence of acute infarct or hemorrhage, mild diffuse volume loss and chronic microangiopathy, ventriculomegaly disproportionate to the degree of sulcal volume loss. This may be due to predominant central parenchymal volume loss and or normal pressure hydrocephalus, no change compared to July 23, 2022. From August 2023, sodium 128, potassium 4.7, chloride 89, total CO2 25, glucose 111, BUN 10, creatinine 0.9, normal liver enzymes, GFR of 86.7. Period. Paragraph. Assessment and plan: 1. Polyuria, polydipsia with hyponatremia. This is a complex situation. Patient may have SIADH secondary to medications. We are going to do a workup to rule out that possibility. However, he does take hydrochlorothiazide, which can cause idiosyncratic hyponatremia. We're going to discontinue hydrochlorothiazide and continue with olmesartan. Recheck his serum sodium. Period. We are going to rule out causes of dry mouth, including Sjögren's syndrome. Also, we're going to look at his post-void residual. Most likely he does have prostatic hypertrophy, causing his symptomatology with prostatism, period. Next diagnosis, hypertension. Continue with olmesartan at this time. Next, decreased memory may be related to his possible normal pressure hydrocephalus. Patient may need to see neurology for evaluation. He may need a lumbar puncture for diagnosis. Next, hyperlipidemia patient on rosuvastatin may need to consider discontinuation of statins given his decreased memory lately, period, paragraph. I thank you, Dr. Jafari, for allowing me to participate in your patient's care. I will see him back in 2 to 3 weeks to discuss the workup, and for further recommendations, I will keep you updated on his progress and report. Thanks.